Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today my subject is Senator Bob Dole, Kansas. 2 weeks ago we received the Congressional Medal of Honor, the highest award bestowed by the U.S. Congress. Very few individuals have been so honored. The senator, a decorated World War II veteran, and served in the U.S. Congress longer than any other Republican. I thank him for all of his service to our country, but I also thank him because without him and his effort, I would never have had the privilege to serve as President Ronald Reagan's Secretary of Agriculture. In the fall of 1980, Ronald Reagan was elected President of the United States. At that time, I was Director of Agriculture for the state of Illinois. I picked up the Wall Street Journal and began reading. Senator Bob Dole was asked by a reporter, who should President Reagan consider for Secretary of Agriculture? And the senator suggested 8 or 10 names. I almost fell off my chair. I was on the list. I had never met Senator Bob Dole. I decided that I needed to meet him, called his office, was granted an appointment, and off to Washington, D.C. We had a very nice discussion, and he arranged for me to meet some other Republican senators. And within days, Senator Dole sent a map of the United States of America to President Reagan. The map marked where all of the choices for the president's cabinet were from. They were all from the East Coast and West Coast. Middle America was left out. Senator Dole advised Ronald Reagan. He said, for Secretary of Agriculture, we need a hands-on farmer from the heartland. Please consider Illinois farmer John Block for U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. Within 3 or 4 days, I got a call to fly to California and meet with President-elect. I was to go to his home in Pacific Palisades, California. I rang the doorbell, and Nancy opened the door. And after 2 hours of interviews with Mr. Reagan, Ed Meese, and 2 other advisors, I went back to my hotel. The phone rang, and Ronald Reagan said, I have decided that I want you to be my Secretary of Agriculture. Almost speechless, I was able to say, Mr. President, I would be proud to serve. Senator Dole has done so much for our country and people all over the world. They'd like to thank him. I extend my personal thank you. And God bless America. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.